Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, due to popular demand and observation of what's occurring around me, I'd like for us to focus our meditation on growth. We'll start by saying Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all over the world. What an amazing giving thing it is to be a mother. So we'd like to take a moment right at the beginning of our meditation as we ground and center and invite everybody to say hello to your mother, whether she's in the body or passed on from this body, and thank her for the nice body that you have. Let go of any conflict. Let go of anything between you and your mother, and just thank her for what she gave you, a body. Wow, what a gift. So just say thanks. Thanks for the body. Use your techniques of grounding and centering to let go of any other issues. Thanks for the body, Mom. Be in the present moment and allow her to be where she is, wherever that may be. Now, this is a great lead into our meditation about growth, because growth is about change, growing up. We're constantly changing physically, and we're constantly changing spiritually. It is a very sad thing to me that so many souls and so many bodies resist change. Because the one thing on planet Earth that's guaranteed is change.
So just take a nice deep breath and close your eyes to help you tune in to yourself and to tune in to your body. I'd like to invite all of you to create a grounding cord, which puts you, the spirit, in charge and gives your body safety and security at the same time. So create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine. It's actually moving from your first chakra through the floor and the chair and the earth all the way down to the center of the earth. You, the spirit, are creating this grounding cord. Allow your body to take some nice deep breaths. Notice how your body does feel when you, the spirit, ground the body. And ground yourself through it. Now remember yourself by coming into your body and allow your body to remember you. Let that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit, come to the top of your head. Stop there for just a moment and simply be still and know that you are spirit. Let your body know you. Take a nice deep breath and come comfortably into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes.
Be in the present moment with your body. You are spirit, all-knowing, all-powerful, and immortal. Your body is mortal. And it lives in time and space. It abides by the rules of the planet, such as gravity. Allow that grounding cord to help you begin to identify you, the spirit, and your body, and the differences between the two. Start by letting that bright light that you shine in the center of your head. everyone on planet Earth is changing, is growing. This is simply a given. Now, we either accept and enjoy our growth, or we resist it. So take a moment and notice how much you're enjoying and going with your growth. And for fun, you can stir in how much you're resisting your growth. Start by using your grounding to release the resistance to your growth. Take a nice deep breath. Let go of the resistance to your growth. You walked into this door to grow and change and heal. Let go of the resistance to the growth. Start letting go of the belief that resistance is a survival technique. Take a nice deep breath. And begin to experience your growth in a more accepting, gentle manner. Be in the center of your head. And let's tune into your growth relating to you, the spirit, as well as your body. Let's start with your body because it's your vessel. And it's important to be aware of its response to what you, the spirit, are doing. So right now, talk to your body. And be aware of its growth. What's happening? Take a nice deep breath and be aware of the emotional things the body is going through. Maybe you just uncovered a pocket of fear that you had stored in your body and it's coming up and out. Let it go. Allow the growth. You have that new space to fill with love. Or mischief. Whatever. Be in the present with your body as you open and release these old energies, as you let go. Embrace your growth. Let it move through you. Let it be the healing that it is. I'm going to give you just a moment to shine a spirit in the center of your head and talk with your body about its experience with your present growth. Go ahead, let it say whatever it wants to say to you. Maybe mad at you. Maybe relieved. Maybe confused. Know what your body has to say. Tune in to your body's experience. Use your techniques. Allow yourself to release energy from your body that you no longer need. Maybe your body's saying, I'm so scared. And you, the spirit, know that this fear is from the past. Respond to your body. Let the fear go down your grounding cord. At this point, it's simply energy. And it does not relate to your present experience. Let it go. Wash away the fear from the past. notice how these energies that you're holding in your body and resisting and not allowing to be released are interfering with your growth. Take a nice deep breath. Rejoice in your growth. Rejoice in your body's response to your growth. Be in the center of your head and observe. Maybe you have a great deal of sadness within you. Again, use your grounding to release the sadness from your body. Take a nice deep breath. In a very short time, you'll fill this space with your own unique vibration, which will raise the vibration of your body and give you space to work more fully through your physical vessel. Release the emotions that are from the past. Heal your broken heart. Healers all wanting to heal someone who didn't want to heal. Let them go. They have their own way of healing. This is a year of letting go. Notice how much growth is being generated by ending so many things in your life. Letting go of old pain, letting go of old fear, letting go of old emotions. Letting go of the past. Letting go of how you used to see the planet. Letting go of how you used to see your body. Letting go of how you used to see yourself. Letting go of old beliefs and concepts that make you live in a prison. Freeing yourself in the present. Use your techniques to let go, which I guarantee you will generate growth. I don't guarantee much. Use these techniques, though, and you will grow, and you will change. I want you to meditate for a moment on releasing anything that gets in your way of your growth. Your resistance to what you have within you. Your resistance of what you're releasing. Your body's fear about what will happen next. Just give you a few suggestions and I'll turn you loose. Tune in to anything that interferes with your graceful growth. Let it go. There's so many ways we can approach our growth or respond to it. The two things I see the most are resistance and rejoicing. I'm going to vote for the rejoicing part and encourage you to let go of the resistance because it holds you right where you don't want to be. So right now, from the center of your head, bring a gold energy through the room. Let it flow to the center of the earth, creating a safe place for us as a group. And tune in to any part of your growth that you're resisting. It may surprise you. Oh, I'm resisting being emotional in front of a group, or I'm resisting letting myself be here and be loved. Let go of that fight and struggle and resistance. Once you get in the midst of it, your seniority as spirit is essential. It allows you, the spirit, keep your body here in a safe place, to keep coming in, to keep working until you move through the difficulties, until you move through the dark tunnel and back into the light. Let that light of yours shine in the center of your head and choose to rejoice about your growth. Here in the present moment, shine in the center of your head, and I want you to tune in to you, the spirit, and your response to your growth. We were dealing with the body. Let's tune in to you. Quite different, isn't it? You, the spirit, are probably sitting above your head going, gosh, look at that going on in that body. That's amazing. Man, this is so much fun. So let's go ahead and have some spiritual perspective. Float above your body for a moment. Just a little above your head. Allow your spiritual space. Know that you are spirit, all-knowing, all-seeing, immortal. You are amazing, incredibly beautiful, powerful, creating anything and everything you want. You are the creator of what's going on in your body. Tune into that body from that space just above it. And begin to heal it. And clear the barriers to letting it grow and change right along with you. Now slowly flow back down to the top of your head and allow that nice body of yours to know you, that you are spirit, the light and the life of the body. Comfortably come back into the center of your head and shine there in the center of your head. And allow you to experience the body around you. Embrace it. Love it. Just as it is at this moment, and growth occurs instantly. Accept yourself as you are, and you grow and change. All the things you like, all the things you don't like, it doesn't matter. That's the ego. Let it go down your grounding cord and accept you and your body. Now, because it's Mother's Day, I'd like for us to communicate with Mary during our meditation. And also because she was an absolute amazing expert in change and growth. What a phenomenal soul. First of all, let's thank her for being the mother of Jesus, which was no small task. Can you imagine being the mother of such a capable soul? This wonderful woman that we know is Mary. She was a strong woman. She did amazing things. She changed and grew and changed and grew and grew and changed through her whole existence in the body. She started by being the mother of Jesus and became the student of her son. Now, if that's not a growth process, I don't know what is. She lived in many different countries and cultures. She had to change her view of the world constantly in order to be a parent to this child that was getting a worldview, a cosmic view, a godly view. She had to move from this small, unseen, protected community to being in the world constantly in danger. I could go on and on praising this beautiful soul, but I'd like for you to say hello to her and have your own communication with her. Those of you who are mothers, please ask her for some validation about being a mother. And all of you, I'd like for you to talk with her for a moment about growth. Ask her to tell you about your growth. Ask her for some perspective. Ask Mary to give you a healing, to help you melt away any resistance to your growth or any judgment about yourself and what you've created for your growth process. Maybe you've created some physical pain or emotional disturbance. Ask her to help you forgive yourself, to let go of judgment, to move freely through this growth that you have created. ask Mary to help you open your heart to yourself. To help you see that you are part of God and are worthy of your love and God's love. Take a nice deep breath. And talk to Mary again for a moment about your growth. Letting yourself receive her encouragement, advice, healing. Thank Mary for being such an inspiration to us all, being so flexible, willing to grow and change, willing to let go of the old and embrace the new, willing to become a new wineskin for the new wine. Always remember, she's available to you at any time and place for support and inspiration, encouragement. Esther, to continue to be with you today as we celebrate mothers. Allow the gold energy to continue to flow through the room, into the earth, and allow it to flow to you individually. Let it flow through your body. Allow this to raise your vibration and enhance your communion with your God. And we're going to take the next few minutes for quiet communion with God. You can either enjoy a silent time or you can commune about your growth. Allow yourself to receive validation from this wonderful source of validation.
Take a nice deep breath. To help you draw your attention back to the physical world, you may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to your body, back from that beautiful spiritual realm. Focus your attention in the center of your head. Say hello to your body. Enhance your grounding. And give yourself a Mother's Day present by taking your grounding with you all day today. When you're ready to end your meditation, you're welcome to bend forward and release energy from your arms, shoulders, and head. When you're ready, sit up. Say hello. Hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.